Well, let me go. I'm sorry, Dave. Can I ask a question?
Please.
On this KPFK, you're saying that the projection you have now at the end of this year, or at the end of next fiscal year, we're looking at about $500,000?
What I'm saying is that at the end of this year, according to the CFO's projections in the August financials, he has us adding $150,000 surplus this year.
Okay.
So if you take that 150 and add it to our 397 existing at the beginning of the year,
mm-hmm.
that comes to $547,000. And then in FY06 budget, we've budgeted after cash and capital, we've budgeted to have a $4,000 excess of revenue over expenditure if you don't count our surplus prior year.
Right.
We're using 291 in surplus prior year. It comes out the other end, but net new money coming in is $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that would mean $551,000 in reserves by the end of FY06.
Right. So,
assuming there wasn't a big change in accounts payable from October 1st, 2004 to October 1st, 2006.
Right. Yeah, I don't understand what he's trying to prove other than with that 40,000, that calculation that he has in his schedule here.
Well, I think it's just erroneous to subtract how much you fell short of your surplus goal from your reserve quantity. And I think that it is crucial to note that to the board.
Dana, I'd like to make a comment.
Go ahead.
I'm clueless. I can't understand either of your documents. I know I can if I spend long enough with it, but I can't follow them. It's just really difficult. I guess a simple question is, if we the one that you call corrections to your CFO report, item one, we could probably dispense with based on what you said the opening of this item. The number two, the analysis entitled KPFA cash analysis and KPFK, that number two, everything that leads forward from there. Am I correct that is very closely related to your other document that's called 1 month reserve appendix B?
Closely related. The appendix B thing that I sent, which is the discussion of reserves and surpluses, basically says a surplus, you know, what a surplus is, it's the cash at the end of the year minus whatever your payables are. The way we account for the 1 month reserve is by putting it in the bottom line. It says that there's an issue with that because that doesn't actually tell you your actual cash reserve. And it explains the use of surplus prior year funds to meet that bottom line mandate.
Okay, I apologize if I'm being dense about this, but is your discussion of the details of the analysis and the CFO's report, is it closely related to this topic? It seems to me to be, but like I said, since I don't follow.
Well, it is, but that cash analysis that the CFO presented has some other twists in it that aren't included in that. For example, there's nothing in that surplus and reserve document that would address, for example, saying that the amount you fell short of your goal to generate a surplus. In other words, our bottom line was supposed to be 260. According to him, our bottom line is going to be about 150. That's a $110,000 variance, but that we didn't erode our savings by $110,000. According to his calculations, we did. He would subtract, and in that cash analysis, he does subtract that variance from our actual reserves, which is just erroneous.
Can I say one other thing, Dave?
Go ahead.
With that 291, in other words, what you're using as your reserve for, you know, to meet your month reserve in the following year.
In the bottom line.
Right, that this 290 proposed savings usage 2006, right?
Right.
That 200. Well, I don't understand, why would he deduct that from actual cash? That's not money spent.
That's right. That's the point in my report.
Yeah, it's not money spent. You're just not adding that to your. You're not increasing your reserve by that amount.
Correct.
But you're not using it. You're not using the $291,000.
Correct, and it's a crucial distinction.
Definitely.
So I think the committee needs to point that out.
I don't even understand what this analysis is trying to, what he's trying to show here.
Well, what
can we eliminate KPFA since there's a question about it, and just generalize by saying that we have identified what appears to be an error in the KPFK cache analysis, which may also apply to some degree to other stations. Can we do that, and then that way it'll keep it simpler for everybody to look at?
Well, if you think that makes it simpler, we could.
Is it only A that this issue also comes up with?
Yeah, he only has the cache.
Los Angeles, doesn't it?
What?
Well, both of you are right. It's only A other than K. So K and A both are in the case where we have variances. Those are the only ones he did the cache analysis for. He didn't do it for KPFT, which would come out in a similar state. In fact, and certainly WBAI.
Okay.
So, but in the case of, he only did it for A and K, and the reason it appears that those are in the CFO report is because those are the two stations that are proposing in the coming year to use surplus prior year funds, and his position in that CFO report is against doing that. He's recommending against having them do that, or at least certainly in K's case. He's recommending it. He's asking for a cut of $100,000 in the spending. But the point is that as a calculation, it's erroneous on two points. The variance in this year's surplus should not be subtracted from reserves, and the surplus prior year funds, shouldn't be subtracted from existing reserves unless it was the case that they weren't showing up back at the other end. So if you want to do that calculation, if you wanted to subtract the inclusion of surplus prior year funds, then to make it right, you should add the bottom line in FY06 to give you what your actual reserve would be at the end of the year. But so the question is, in terms of readability, would it make more sense to do it just for KPFK? I think it's useful to do it for both.
But didn't you say there's something wrong with the KPFA analysis that you did?
The A analysis didn't recognize the fact that A did use surplus prior year funds this year. I was going from the income statement that we got in July, the July numbers, and I didn't see there, although it may have been there, that they had surplus prior year hitting. So that would have to be revised, which I can go ahead and do to make it correct.
Well, everything in your document entitled Correction to CFO Report, prior to the line that says Appendix C, I think we could omit everything that comes prior to that.
Okay, let me open it so I know exactly what you're talking about. Do other people have it open?
Which email was that, Dave?
It says proposed edition with typo correction and Appendix C.
Okay.
The document says corrections to CFO report. And what line are you saying now?
I'm saying that everything that comes before, everything leading up to the line, basically most of the first page, the bottom of the first page begins with Appendix C. And basically, the paragraph above that
says Appendix C of this report provides a detailed description.
I mean, I would simply take that and move it to the main one. That I would have an introductory sentence that says that the committee. Let me look back at the front page of the background information.
And that front page I'm proposing gets included in the body of the report. And
everything up to that word Appendix C?
Yeah. And actually it would be, given where it should go, it would actually be Appendix B. But if you open the, hold on a second, let me get it. This is your version. So where, let's see, hang on.
Yeah.
Where you have,
what I've attempted to do is have everything on the front just be very easy to read, nothing really just pointing you to details. So basically I think that we just need a single sentence that says that, let me look and see what...
Actually, here's what I have. You have in your thing, see attachment A, budget recommendations. Then you say the NFC recognizes the proposed budgets do not include funding for national Spanish language programming, and it's the intention of the NFC to address this issue.
Right.
There would be a second bullet which says the NFC has determined that there are corrections that should be made to the CFO's report. These are which lead to a significant difference in reported estimates of reserves. These are contained in Appendix C.
I have a question for Marnie.
Yes.
Based on your understanding of this, do you think that it would be more appropriate to say that we determine there are errors, or that from our understanding, it appears that there are errors?
There's corrections, not errors.
I mean,
and I use that word advisedly so as not to be.
I know. I just want to know if there's a way of wording. I don't know if there are mistakes. I don't know. I mean, to me, what you're saying makes complete and total sense. And what Baruti said makes complete and total sense. So it looks to me like it is a mistake. But I'm just wondering, could we say that, I mean, how do you think we might word this to be the least accusatory, but still be firm and...
Same by saying that there are corrections. They just say there are corrections required.
It appears that corrections are required?
Yeah, it appears. Yeah, that we believe that there are corrections to the analyses of the CFO regarding blah blah blah. I mean, again, I spent time thinking about how to do this in the least confrontational way possible.
I'm sorry, I came to the call late. Was there any discussion of this with him at all?
Molly said that the first matter, the item of the expenses going down rather than up, that was a typo and that he would have it corrected. And he basically just lumped the up one into the same... Did we bring it up at all? Did he basically just say...
In his email, he argued that his calculation was a correct calculation.
Correct. So since he's arguing that it's correct, then I think that we should simply say that
we disagree with the analysis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was that better?
Well, I don't know if it's better, but it seems like if you say that there are corrections that need to be made, and he believes that they're not corrections,
right?
Then you get into, you know, back and forth, which the PNB is not going to, they're not going to have time or patience or understanding of how you come to any kind of a conclusion.
I think it's really a case of splitting hairs. At the bottom of this is really the content question, that if there's anything that's controversial or inflammatory about it, it's pointing out that this is a big difference. And there's no way around that fact.
I think the most straightforward way of saying that is that the NFC,
disagrees with the cash analysis.
Disagrees with the cash analysis
contained in the CFO's report.
And additional details about this are provided in the paper.
I think the summary should also say this disagreement leads to a difference and specify the cash difference that it leads.
Is that number correct?
Well, I'll go back and I'll say it is for KPFK, but we have more recent numbers now since we got the August. So I'll go back and fix those numbers using August and revising the KPFA analysis to include the August numbers, including the surplus prior year. So I just think it should say we disagree with the cash analysis provided. The difference has the following impact. Details are provided in Appendix C. Or Appendix B, because actually that comes...
Yes, it would be B.
Is that all right with people?
Ask a question, Dave.
Go ahead.
Has this report that Lonnie gave, this is the actual final that he... this is what he's going to submit. He's not going to change his numbers at this point.
It's already been submitted to the board, so we can specify the CFO report distributed to the board on such and such date.
Right. Okay, now, he worked based on, what was that, the July numbers?
Well, in the case of K, it was the July number. There was a number for A, in their variance, which didn't correspond to the July number. So I don't know what number that was, but you know, the way it's constructed, it just says here's the analysis for A of using the calculation that we say should be made, which is you add the actual surplus that you generated in FY05 to the existing cash at the start, and then you add to that whatever's projected in actual surplus, not counting surplus prior year, in 06, and that gives you your resulting reserve.
The reason I'm trying to make a fine point in terms of where he started, because I think your analysis should basically work at the same point in time. So it can't be said, different numbers.
I'm using the same time points that he's using. I reference exactly where I'm getting them from, including
right.
what lines in which reports.
Okay.
And also, by the way, this analysis that I showed conforms to his own cash projections that he sent us. Remember in June he sent us cash projections. It basically fits with those cash projections.
I thought you said you were going to use August report.
No, I'm going to use the August income statement now that we have it.
Mm-hmm.
But I had used the July income statement, but that's different than the cash projection. He did a cash projection in June, which is consistent with this calculation, just like you and I had calculated it before. When we said either way we calculated it, it came out the same. So basically, K comes out with 550 in the bank at the end of this year in reserves, and that's what he showed in his June cash projections. He had 532, so it's basically the same.
What was the date of that PMB report? The report to PMB.
when was it sent?
Yeah,
it was sent on September 26th.
Again, I have a problem with this. This is Jane. I have a problem because I can't follow all the numbers. There's just too many of them. So I agree with the theory. I mean, I understand the theory, but I can't follow it.
Okay, well,
what was the last wording that we had?
Well, on the front, it's fairly simple. The NFC disagrees with the cash analysis provided by the CFO report distributed to the PMB on 9/26/05. And then Dave was suggesting that we say the difference that amounts to a difference.
They basically say the CFO's analysis proposes for KPFA an ending cash FY06 of X amount and an ending cash of X amount. The NFC's analysis shows X amount and X amount. These differences are described in, these are due to, these differences are described in, or
what,
the details are
say,
contained in
Dave,
the appendix.
What did you say, the bottom line was? It amounts to a cash difference. The difference amounts to a cash,
a difference in cash reserves of $1.4 million.
Cash reserves?
Of $1.4 million. But that has to be revised by about $350 because A included $350 surplus prior year. So
cash reserves for the two stations
combined.
For the two stations discussed.
It'll be $1.1 million when I rerun it. Because
discussed.
Of $1.1 million.
Of $1.1 million, an additional $1.1 million in cash reserves.
Correct.
The implication is an additional $1.1 million in cash reserves for the two stations discussed.
Right. His analysis has A with about $350,000 and K with $40,000 for a total of about $400,000. In fact,
A little higher than that, Dave. It's 391 plus 40.
Yes, 390. Okay, so 430.
Right.
And in fact, K and A together will come in about 1.1 million above that.
So I would just suggest the implication of this is an additional $1.1 million in cash reserves for the two stations discussed in the CFO report. Details of this are provided in Appendix B.
Perfect. Okay.
And I hope you can simplify it, because if I can't understand it, I'm sure some of the other people are not going to be able to.
Okay. I'll do everything I can to simplify it. Now the next.
So how are we doing this in this portion of it in terms of this motion? I don't have.
Jane, can you read the language for instance?
Well, I'm adding under the first section of the document that was sent to everyone earlier, where it says the NFC recognizes the proposed budgets do not include funding for the National Spanish Language Programming. The next bullet would be the NFC disagrees with the cash analysis provided in the CFO report distributed to the PMB on 9/26/05. The implication of this disagreement is an additional $1.1 million in cash reserves for the two stations discussed in the CFO report.
Just say KPFA and KPFK. Let's be concrete.
For KPFA and KPFK
combined.
Is there any way you can email me that sentence?
Yeah, she's going to send.
I'll send you the whole email,
okay.
The whole thing.
Right.
I just need to get it all into the minutes.
Say something, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the cash reserve part. That's cash, but I don't know if I want to use the word reserve as opposed to just saying cash balances.
Cash balances.
Or just saying cash. Or
let's say cash balance.
Cash balance.
What does Lonnie call it?
Well, he calls it a cash analysis. He at the end, hang on a second, he shows, let me get it.
He just has net cash change, net savings left. I mean, he doesn't really call it anything.
Well, it says cash, and FYO, and he has 2007 listed there. It says ending. Hold on a second, Lee.
But the starting, while David's done, the starting point in the schedule is basically the cash balance at October 1.
Right.
At the beginning of the fiscal year that just ended, October 1, 2004.
Right.
And then,
right.
That's his starting point.
Right.
And then he's saying at the end.
He calls it net savings left.
Right. See, he's starting with the one kind of cash, and then he's talking about something else. He doesn't really talk about cash. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's using terminology at the top. He's saying opening cash balance, which is clear. You know what opening cash balance is.
Right.
Then he says net savings left. Does net savings also mean cash balance? So you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why when I did it, what I did instead was, I did say net savings left. I think I'll say net cash. I'll change that to net cash.
Or just say closing cash. I wouldn't even say net, I would just say closing cash balance.
Okay, closing cash September 30th.
Right.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay?
I think that it's really important to be clear on these words, and I have confidence that it can be done, but it sounds like it needs a little bit of work.
Well, I would like the committee to basically authorize me to do that offline, and then I will send it to the committee. I mean, as committee chair, I am actually authorized to submit the report on behalf of the committee, so what I can do is make the changes per these guidelines, send it to the committee via email, and people can make their comments, and then we can go forward with that.
Can I say one more thing?
Go ahead.
His top schedule on KPFA, he says net cash savings left October 1st, 2007. That's not the right date.
Right, I know. I noted that. I said that's just a typo.
Okay.
It's 2006.
It should be 2006, right?
Right.
Basically, he's talking about at the end of the next fiscal year.
So in the summary page, is it correct to say the implication is an additional $1.1 million in projected cash balance as of a certain date in 2007?
Perfect. That's
right.
Exactly
no, but don't
right.
say 2007 because that's
2000,
not it.
It's close,
October.
Close.
It's either September 30th, 2006.
That's what it should be.
That really is what it should be. It should say
well,
September.
Well, that's 30th. What I'm asking. Which is it?
September 30th, 2006.
Right.
Excuse me, I hate to interrupt, but just want to let you know I just joined the call. I just got home, so I'm just listening. So go ahead, please.
Thank
the
you.
Implication is an additional $1.1 million in projected cash balance as of 9/30/06.
Correct.
For
right.
KPFA and KPF. Yeah. Hi, Mark.
Hey.
Okay.
So, Mark, we have another meeting next Thursday, and at Lonnie's request, the agenda will be talking about goals for our committee for the coming year.
Okay. Thursday?
Thursday at 3 p.m., 6 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, I'll do my best. As I told you, I'm coaching a debate team. In fact, we leave Friday morning at 7 a.m. for Philadelphia for a two-day debate. So I'll do the best I can, but I'm glad to hear you're having one.
I didn't realize you were experienced in debate. That's a joke. So the next item, then, if we're done with this, is the cash, is the surplus and reserve document. Hello?
Hello.
Okay, so I call it on the summary page, Accounting for Reserves and Surpluses. Is that an adequate title?
Accounting for Reserves and Surpluses.
And, again, what I was saying before, I can't follow it. I will look over it and send you things about it later offline, but I mean, I think it does need to be written up, but it's too much for me to process in this meeting.
Does it have to be written up for the PNB on October 28th? It seems to me that we're just not there yet to put a definitive
document. It's not that detailed. It's not an answer to the problem. It's a statement of the problem. So, Marnie, did you get my... You got my proposed...
I got your attachment B, which was a work in progress.
Right. So basically on the cover page background information, I just have a statement that information about this, basically we're just saying that we as a body share the CFO's concern, although we find mechanisms for accounting for these issues is inadequate. And detailed information or additional information about this topic is provided in attachment C, accounting for reserves and surpluses. And I was thinking that we could just provide some general background information because, as Dave pointed out, it's bound to be a topic, there's bound to be questions about it based on where we are right now. So I thought we could provide something more general, not get into the nitty-gritty, but I don't know what would be most helpful to the PMB.
I think that a primer is needed, and we could simplify that thing if people can work on it, but I do think that it covers everything and it's accurate. So to include it is, I think, my strong preference.
What I did read in there so far, I don't think it's necessary to give the recounting of all the different iterations there have been of it. I think we should try to just boil that down to just a few sentences.
I disagree strongly. I think the policy is what the PNB passed. The PNB voted on it twice.
No. I'm not disagreeing with that part. I think
okay. That's
fine. I just meant that the reiteration of...
Well, the question is whether that's important enough to belabor.
Okay.
Or if it will serve. I spent a vast amount of time on it, and I would really like to be, done with it. Now, we could have re-edits of it and send them to the PNB as subsequent follow-ups.
I think it'd be fine to include it. That's my opinion.
Okay, is there any other objection to doing that?
So additional information about this topic is provided in attachment C, accounting for reserves and surpluses.
Right. Okay.
Mr. Chair, where are we? What item are we on the agenda?
We rearranged the agenda because Lonnie wanted to give the CFO report before he left. So we're basically, the two items remaining, we're just finishing the NFC report. And the next item was accounting standards, and because that is really a topic for what we're going to do next year, when we get there, we may decide to postpone that till next meeting. But that is what remains on the agenda.
Thank you.
Okay, so are we ready to move the agenda? Have we finished on this?
Oh, I have one more thought of something that you could include in that report if you wanted to, and we could just reference it then as appendix, I don't know what appendix it would be, is that, you know, you asked the treasurers to all send a short summary.
A one-page narrative describing their budget.
And I know I sent mine, and I remember reading some others. If you have those, then we could add a sentence on the cover page that says...
brief budget narratives from each station treasurer are included in appendix, whatever it is, based on where we write that.
Right, and then just rearrange...
I just want to say that our agreement had been it would be done by the GMs in conjunction with the treasurers. That's what I call.
Good point.
Oh.
And my GM did it, and I'm happy to let his words stand on their own. I have nothing to add to that, really.
Okay, well, have you sent that to the committee?
It was sent at the same time that the budget was sent for that marathon meeting. They were both sent on 9/17 evening for our 9/18 marathon.
Okay, well then, why don't we just say budget narratives for each station, describing each station, are attached, and brief budget narratives are attached.
Okay, I think actually it could be all in attachment, budget recommendations and budget narratives provided by treasurers and GMs.
Great.
I think that could all go in that one.
Okay.
And, well, and I didn't know that the GM was supposed to help, but he was involved in earlier iterations, so good enough.
Mark?
Yeah, I was just wondering, when will this report be, when will we get a copy of this?
I'm going to be sending it out to late tonight, early tomorrow.
Did you get, Mark, did you get the one I sent out, the draft?
Yes, I did.
So we're just modifying that.
Okay.
And am I basically looking at Dave Adelson, what you sent today, Dave, Thursday the 13th, and it was the subject was appendix on surplus and reserves?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, again, reasonable people differ, but your point seven, do stations have to raise a one-month excess of funds in every year? I take exception to the word raise. I think it's do stations have to budget a one-month excess of funds in every year.
Well, that's a different thing. They do have to budget it, but they don't have to raise it.
Well,
that's the whole point.
I think that starts to become the slippery slope, because where does it say you have to budget it?
Well, that's what the policy is. You have to budget to have it.
Then why are you talking about raising it, just for me to...
Because there's a difference between arranging your budget so you have that in the bank and having to raise it in new revenues. That goes back to the question of whether the one-month reserve policy, totally apart from any other, you know, fiscal policy, requires you each year to generate from operating expenses that excess.
See,
it goes to the question of whether or not...
Dave, so I don't agree with your point seven, and I don't agree with the way it's worded, and I don't have a problem with not agreeing, but to me what is being said is that when things are budgeted, when the budgets come up, they should be budgeted with a one-month surplus. And instead to twist it, my words, sorry if I don't mean to offend,
okay.
If it's being twisted to say, do stations have to raise a one-month every year, I think that's a twist.
You understand what I mean by it. What would be words that get what I'm trying to mean that are okay with you that you don't feel are distorting?
Okay. Well, I would call it, do stations have to budget for 1 month excess? And to me, the answer is yes, they should.
You're right, but that's a different point than the point I'm making.
Okay.
Can I ask Marnie a quick question?
But whose point are we making here? Your point or the committee?
Baruti, and
can
then I'll
ask
answer
Marnie
Mark.
A question. Marnie, would you consider budgeting 1 month's reserve if a station took savings of 1 month's reserve and put it in the budget?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I don't.
Can you imagine a corporation working that way?
And I also think it shouldn't be called a reserve. It should be called a surplus when you're budgeting. And
that's
to my little song and dance where you budget not to break even. You got to budget to be in the black, not in the red. Every year should be budgeted to stand on its own bottom, unless there is some major capital campaign that's going on for which there's going to be a prior restricted capital funds coming in or stuff like that. But other than that,
that's the point that I want to make in this report. That's what needs to be made in this appointment.
Yeah, but there's a difference.
One of the crucial points.
But there's a difference between a policy that says every year you need to generate new surplus in the amount equal to 1 month. That's a different policy.
Yes, that is. But who said that's the policy? The policy is you need to budget that way so that when the SHIT hits the fan and it doesn't happen, at least you're not in the red.
Right, but that is, strictly speaking, our policy is that you have to have it in there and that you can include surplus prior year to get there.
Who says that?
Lonnie has.
I don't agree with that.
Well, I quoted Lonnie saying exactly that in that appendix.
Lonnie, it's wrong. This is not about Lonnie. This is about the network. The reality of it is you do not budget. No one budgets for a break even. And if you have a month, let's say that I live in a house and I have a month worth of rent from prior years. And if that's all I'm requiring of myself, then every year after that, as long as I don't touch that $500, I budget for break-even. No one does that. There is no growth. There's no opportunity in that kind of a formula.
I understand that we might want to have a different policy on accumulation of different reserves, but that is not our one-month policy. Our one-month is what
I disagree with
about
you.
The rent.
I disagree with you. I disagree with you, Dave, and there's nothing written. The thing is that it's vague, and I don't want to hear about Lonnie because Lonnie has not been exactly clear on this policy. What I'm saying is, what should the policy be?
Ambrose?
I'm looking at your email of Thursday, October 13th, where you quote the IPTBN says, provided that by November 15, 2003, an amended budget will be presented to the board where all stations and the national office will have accumulated projected surpluses or working capital reserves of 1 month's operating expenses by the end of fiscal year 9/30/04. And then on April 1st to the 3rd, the P&D meeting, motion by Martin, relating to presentation of one-month operating reserve, is hereby affirmed that it is the financial policy of the network that each station unit and the national office shall budget half at the end of the year 1 month operating reserve.
It's preserving. It says to budget to preserve the surplus and budget to have at the end of the year that much. And that's what we've done. That's what we're doing.
Well, I would like to put
what they did was reaffirm a policy that was set before, which says,
Ambrose, when we were on that call and those calls again and again, we clarified that it didn't require every year you generate a new 1 month. That would mean after 5 years you would have 5 months worth of reserves.
And what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. It may be a very good idea, but we agreed that that was not
all right.
What
well, I would like to put a petition before this body. And then let's vote it down that it has to be each year a station is required to generate 1 month reserve.
This
if
is
I might
like to get on the stack.
Well, wait, okay.
Do we have a motion on the floor right now?
I'm going to say, I don't think it's in order right now because we're dealing with our report. If we want to make that motion as a finance committee, we can consider it. And I'll entertain it after we finish on the issue of the report. Is that all right?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
What are you saying? Because you just talked about the policy, so I'm saying, okay, fine. Let's put a motion before the National Finance Committee that says that each operating year, a station should generate 1 month reserve, period. And you're saying that's not appropriate now?
There's already a motion on the floor.
I'm saying we're dealing with the report to the CMB, and after we're done with that, we can entertain that motion.
All right, well, let me change it
this
then.
This is Jane. I do think it's relevant in a way.
Of course it's. I mean, let me change it.
Can I elaborate?
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, Jane.
I think that we can state the fact that there is There is a disagreement. The policy that has been voted on is this. I like the fact that that's laid out in black and white. And then simply make a few short statements that say that some members of the committee believe strongly that this, this policy means or should mean that we should budget for a surplus every year. Other members feel that that's a separate issue.
Maybe that can go down in that section Marnie was referring to that she disagreed with, and I can clarify
right.
that point there.
But, I mean, I believe, in my opinion, that is, for this report, that is what we should say, is that some members of this committee feel very strongly that these policies either mean or should mean that we budget for a surplus every year. Other committee members feel that while that may be the case, that's not what these policies say.
The problem is
that makes any sense at all.
It makes sense, but it's really punting because the committee should take a position.
But we are
one
saying,
way or wait.
We are saying that is something that we intend to look at within the next 3 months.
Well, more importantly, I think we should ask the PNB to weigh in on it. PNB, what did you mean? What do you want? These are the implications of the decisions. Let's talk about it and have the national board decide. Did they mean 1 year? And if you did it 5 years ago, 1 month, and you keep it, then you can do whatever you want? Or does it mean you have to do it every year? And if so, why or why not? And what are the implications?
Well, point of order. Point of order.
Yeah, go ahead, Patty.
I don't really think this is a germane discussion to the report we're giving. And we have a motion on the floor.
I'm going to overrule that because I think the question that we're dealing with is, as Jane says, important because we're talking about adjusting the language of the report.
Yeah.
So if we're on that point, and then we'll consider Mark's motion on that point after we've done this. But I think that it is punting to say there's differences of opinion. We can point that out, that there are differences of opinion, but we have an existing policy that was much discussed by this committee and agreed upon as to meaning. And so I understand that Mark and I are disagreeing on this point, but I do think that the committee needs to take a position on the existing policy and what it intended when it forwarded that motion to the PNB. Then the PNB can do what it chooses to do. Mark's motion can be brought there at that time in the agenda, and the PNB can do whatever it wants to do. And I just will differ with Mark when he says stations can do whatever they want. No, they can't. The inclusion of surplus prior year funds is subject to PNB approval during the budget approval process, as did not happen. I mean, we did not deal with that specifically when WPFW last year included surplus prior year funds in its budget. I don't know if you raised any objections to that at that time. But I didn't hear any.
Of course I did.
Did you?
Okay. I don't believe in the principle at all. I'm here for the network.
That's fair enough.
All right?
When we can have that discussion.
Don't try the PFW thing, okay? I'm here for the network.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Can I just have a point of information on this thing about where Mike Martin submitted this to the PNB on April 1 through 3? This document doesn't say that the PNB approved what the NFC submitted, and I don't recall ever seeing that the PNB approved.
PNB
maybe
approved
they did, maybe
it,
they didn't.
The PNB approved it without objection. If I didn't include that, I will.
Yeah, I think you should then. As I'm reading this, I don't see. It just says that he made the motion.
No,
but
it was approved without objection. I will include that.
Okay.
But what you also need to include is what the intent. You're saying that you want the National Finance Committee this year, a year later, to clarify what was intended.
Well,
intent, as you know, intent is a huge issue, and so what we intended. By the interpretation of the PNB, you know, we can't get inside the PNB's head. What we can do now is clarify what we meant and ask the PNB if that's what they understood. That's a conversation.
Okay. Well, I mean, we can definitely, the PNB can do whatever it wants on these points. Yeah, I mean, so what do I say? that there, I'm willing to leave it as there are differences of opinion on the committee, but I actually think that the committee should take a position on its understanding of the existing policy, which was an action by the PNB on its motion.
Why?
To clarify what the majority position of the...
No, you're not trying to clarify. What I'm saying, if we want clarification, let's go to the PNB and ask for clarification. Why is it necessary for the committee to take a stand now on an issue which we still have not fully investigated? Why is that necessary?
Because we're the committee that makes the recommendations to the PNB
on
issues related to finance.
No, we make recommendations on the budget. If we have something else to say to them, I mean, the bylaws say we recommend and review the budget, period. If we want to expand that reach to say that we also weigh in on other fiscal matters, it's not in the bylaws, one. And two, we need to sit down and think about, well, what does that mean? Which NSC? This year's? Last year's? Mike Martin's?
I'm going to say that we need to move on with this because it's clear that the committee has dealt with and been delegated any number of issues of finance, and this is one that's related to the budgeting process. So
then make sure that clarity is based and attributed to you. It's
can
not
I,
attribute, don't attribute
I,
to me.
Chair, why don't we move the agenda?
Thank you.
Yes. Can I just ask for a little more clarification?
Please.
Where I had included this reference to Attachment C, it was in the context of the fact that the CFO has raised concerns about the potential threat to the network that is posed by budgets that do not adequately provide for unexpected contingencies, and the NFC as a body shares this overall concern, although we find the mechanisms for accounting for these issues is inadequate. So when I wrote that, I was thinking that we would not get so much into debating this policy or lack of a policy, but simply provide a little bit of a primer for the PNB to see where the confusion lies. And I thought that's what we really had some responsibility to provide to the PNB so that they don't get mired in the kind of conversations we've gotten mired into. So all I wanted to was simply point out how the accounting numbers work and not get into the fact that, I mean, you have correctly pointed out that there is a disagreement with the policy. But
Jane, the problem that I have with your approach, and I understand and applaud it, it's that it's kind of like going before the Supreme Court, and you haven't decided what the issue is. You haven't presented it in a way in which someone can make a decision. What I'm hoping, and this is just my hope, is that we present to the PNB the real issues. Not somewhere under, well, we can't decide, and what are you thinking of, but actually tell them, these are questions which we have grappled with, and I agree we have grappled. And these are the things that you need to clarify. So when the PNB sits down Saturday afternoon or morning, they have the issues before them that the NSC needs direction, rather than us saying, this is what we think you ought to do, which is what I think this report seems to be attempting to do, as opposed to saying, these are the issues before us. We need clarification from you as the ultimate body.
Let me respond. I think that I don't feel that we've grappled with that question on reserves. What we've been grappling about is what is the existing policy. And we've all talked about the need for possibly other ways of accounting for reserves, the need for other types of reserve funds over and above a one-month reserve. Which, remember, its given rationale is to be able to pay bills in October. So if its given rationale is to pay bills in October, then clearly it's not required to generate five times the amount of expenses one generates in October.
Once again,
hang on, Mark, I'm not done. I didn't interrupt you. Like the grappling on the question of reserve is something we still have yet to do. Perfectly willing to do that, but I don't think we've done it.
I disagree. I think we've done it all year. We've gone back and forth. You've made your position known. I've made mine. Other people have made theirs. We have to decide, and I don't want to hear about the stated position because stated by whom? That's us. That's our job. That's the board's job.
and the board needs to know what the issues are and what are the benefits and costs of each of the interpretations so they can make a reasonable decision and take us out of this quagmire of who meant what when.
Hey, Patty, I heard you.
Well, I'm just, you know, from the minutes of the April 1st to 3rd PNB meeting, it does clarify what we are working under. If we want to change it, that's another story. But it says here it was a motion by Martin relating to preservation of 1 month operating reserve. It is hereby reaffirmed that it is the financial policy of the network that each station unit and the national office shall budget at the end of the year 1 month operating reserve. The finance committee will further develop a policy on surplus reserves within this fiscal year.
And the key word is budget. And that's my issue with what Dave is saying, because he says raise. To me, raise means you're talking about the actuals at the end of the year.
And I agree.
As opposed to budgeting.
But that what you just read, reaffirmed the policy
that's
that
right,
said,
about budget, yes.
That, no. It said we'll have projected surpluses or working capital reserves.
But she says shall budget.
That's right.
Have. Budget.
But the problem is...
based on raising it.
We can't agree on that, and that's the thing. We're not agreeing on... And Patty just read a motion that she felt slammed the door. To me, it opened it wider.
Right. That's the issue, that different people are seeing this differently. And just, I will repeat, the idea of the rationale to pay 1 month's expenses, to me, resolved the issue completely. You don't need 5 months' worth of funds to pay 1 month's worth of...
What does accumulated projected surpluses or working capital reserves mean?
Well, let's
remember, we don't...
Hold on a second, Dave. I want to... let's maintain order. I heard Baruti, I heard Casey.
Mark, please.
Mark. Baruti, Casey, Mark. And then myself.
Dave?
Yes?
Just rereading, it said national office shall budget have, and then this SIC next to it. So I don't know why.
That's because that's the way it is in the minutes. Baruti.
I would think, well, if it says the way it's worded, to me, it does give instruction to generate 1 month every year.
Of course it does.
Yeah, I think that's the instruction that you're getting from this. That every time you prepare a budget, this is what it must include. But the people that are using, well, not the people, I should say, when the CFO uses that have being able to pay October's bills, then that is an argument in opposition to doing it every year. Because once you have enough to cover any October's bills, you're okay. So I think that we need to disregard that argument, that we need to go with what the PNB approved, which is basically requiring at this point that every year you have to generate 1 month.
You have to budget it.
Once you budget something, it doesn't mean anything if you don't generate it.
Well, that's exactly the point. You budget it because you know damn well you're probably not going to come on point in your budget.
But that's your goal, though. Once you put together
that's
a budget,
right. That
a budget
is the goal.
Guys, let's do this in order. So,
okay,
Baruti, when you're done, Casey's next.
Okay, but I think that... Well, to me, if you say that you're budgeting for something, your goal is to meet that budget, and the way you meet that budget is you generate that level of revenue and you make that level of expenditure. So there's two parts: there's generating and expenditures, which is all come under the budget, the definition of having budgeted for something. So I think that my reading of the motion is that every year, this is what's required of every entity within the foundation, and that if there's a consensus that something else needs to be done, then I think that a motion would, or at least if it's our recommendation, that the committee has to put forth a motion to do something differently. But in reading this motion, to me, it means every year you generate it.
Casey, I heard you, Jane. You're after Mark, then me.
I'll pass. Thank you.
Mark.
Yeah, the thing that I have a problem with this is, first of all, the PNB motion stands in and of itself. And I've gotten emails about Lonnie said this on 10-9 and this on 10-3 and all that kind of stuff. That's irrelevant. It's not the board.
the board passed a motion, and we look at the motion, the purity of the motion. We don't look at it in terms of how it may have been interpreted or even misinterpreted. That's not the point. The point is that, and in fact, any enterprise, profit or not-for-profit or however you're operating, no one budgets for break-even with the assumption that, okay, fine, I made it 3 years ago, I have this money in the bank, that's all I'll ever need. Not only does it ignore the needs of the network, and we are a network, everybody needs to go back and look at the ownership on the bottom line of their individual station's license. It doesn't say your station, it says Pacifica. And Pacifica has needs. And Pacifica cannot grow its needs solely on the basis of central services income. And we cannot, as a network, decide, okay, fine, I have 1 month, so now I can do whatever I please with the rest of it. I've met the only requirements I need besides central services to growing the network. I think it's a mistake. I think it's a misinterpretation of intent. If there was confusion on the basis of the interpretation from the national office, shame on them. But I'm not fooled. And we, the board needs to understand the implications of changing that policy to say, once you have it forever, and then you can do whatever you want with the rest of it. Because that's not a network anymore. That's a federation. And that's not what we are.
That's what we are.
Jane and then me.